What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Quick follow-up. Apparently, on internet, it is reporting that Cliff Kingsbury's Commanders deal is 3 years, $18 million.
Some of that might be, and this is where I'm trying to find out, a lot of those contracts, when they get bought out... the deferred language, so anything that he would make would go against the buyout. Mm. So that seems to line up with what he was being paid in Arizona. So it's, I'm still trying to find the definitive answer in that. They may give him that knowing that it's not paid by them. It's paid by the Cardinals. So I'm not certain that he gets the $6 or $7 million from the Cardinals and $6 million from
I don't think so.
The Commanders. I don't think that's the way that works. But otherwise, he would be the highest paid coordinator, not Chip Kelly.
Well, the point I think is when the Commanders are willing to pay him $6 million a year.
Yes.
Which no matter who pays it,
yeah,
he is up in the Chip Kelly salary.
Yes. Yes.
That's the point. All right. Here's Will Buck. About called him Will Buck.
Will Buck.
He did.
Will Buckley.
Will Buckner. Not to be confused with Bill Buckner.
No, who probably Will doesn't know.
I do know who he is, and I've never let a ball go five hole on me like that.
Oh, there you go, look at that.
Would never lose. I would never miss a ground ball for the Red Sox.
Do you know what sucks about the legacy of Bill Buckner?
Talk to me.
He was actually a pretty good...
Yes, he was.
He was a pretty good player.
Yes, he was.
And he could hit better than anyone will ever remember.
Yeah. The disappointing part was at the end of that, he was kind of a beat up older guy, and they put him in because they thought the game was over. And I also like to point out that did not cost them the game. The game was already tied when the ball went between his legs. So
then he went to the...
Did he go somewhere after that?
Well, the Royals had him for a year.
I thought that was the end of it in Boston.
Well, he went to Boston twice.
Because he played in Chicago too. Anywho,
I think he finished in Boston, but I don't know. Anyway, Will Ortner is his name, and he is in for Ryan Buckley today with our Stock Watch.
I don't do anything that's scary. I think everything that we do, we put a lot of work into it. We study it, and we restudy it, and we go back, and I understand the magnitude of it. So the easiest thing for me to do is do nothing, and everyone would praise me for doing nothing. But we really believe in it, and time will tell if I'm right.
That's the Mavs GM Harrison there at the presser with a very angry Jason Kidd sitting next to him. Buy or sell, this is the most shocking trade ever.
Whoa!
The most shocking trade ever was Wayne Gretzky, but to be fair, that had to go down because the Canadian teams couldn't afford him. But
Wayne Gretzky to the Kings?
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky to the Kings was... You don't remember, obviously. You
weren't
born
yet. Well, it just wasn't. Oh, you're talking about Will.
Yeah.
To me, I remember it, but I don't remember it being that shocking. Why was it so shocking?
Well, because he had a contract that was up, and Wayne was the league and was coming off multiple Stanley Cups. It was the greatest run, blah, blah, blah. He was Michael Jordan and then some of his sport. And the Edmonton Oilers just couldn't pay it. They just didn't have the money. And that was back before salary caps. And so Edmonton was like, there's nothing we can do. You can either stay here and make a fraction of what you can make, or we can send you somewhere. And LA was one of the places that were willing to pay him a just God hunk chunk of money.
So why was it so shocking then?
It was the idea of the greatest player in the history of the sport leaving the most successful team in the sport to go to a place like L.A.
Imagine they sucked, right?
They were terrible. Imagine it was L.A. hockey. Imagine Jordan at his absolute peak after those three or four NBA titles being traded to, Charlotte. Right? You're like, what?
Well, he did play for Charlotte.
He did play for Charlotte. So that's the most shocking. But as far as waking up and being like, what the hell? Yes. There's only three players at the age of 25 coming off multiple All-Star seasons that have ever been dealt. Tracy McGrady, who forced his way out. This guy by the name of Wilt Chamberlain and Luka.
Whoa.
Luka, by the way, 25, five times first team All-NBA. This just doesn't happen. And to get back a 31-year-old injury-prone Anthony Davis and one first-round pick, this is insane.
It is. I mean, the Gretzky one, I'm not a huge hockey guy, although that may stun a lot of you. No. So I don't have the respect for that being so shocking. The only other moves, and one of them isn't even a trade, that were shocking, coincidentally, at least that come to my mind, were in Dallas. One was, it was stunning when Tom Landry got fired.
Yeah.
I mean, stunning. Yeah. He was the Dallas Cowboys. And Jerry Jones bought the team and fired him in 1989. I remember it. And we were in kind of the Dallas sort of orbit at that time because my family there, and we'd always go down there for the holidays, see the grandparents, and my grandma was a huge Cowboys fan, so we were kind of in the Cowboy mix at that time. That was absolutely jaw-droppingly shocking. Tom Landry. And the other one was the Herschel Walker trade.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was a stunner.
Yes, and it built the Cowboys.
It did, but as far as shocking... Yeah.
And it was for this massive haul.
Yeah, that's, 10 players or something?
That's right there. Yeah, I mean, those are the deals. And this will go down as one of
kind
those.
Kind of that. I mean, those are the only
shaking deals.
You were asking, is it the most shocking of all time? I can't say that it is, but it's close. How about that? And those are two moves that I thought were as shocking.
Well, I think the long term is the time frame. I think he fits our time frame. If you pair him with Kyrie and the rest of the guys, he fits right along with our time frame to win now and win in the future. And the future to me is 3-4 years from now. The future, 10 years from now, I don't know. I don't think they probably bury me and J-Buddy or we bury ourselves.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We're back at the Mavs
By the
pressure.
Way, correction. Jordan for the Wizards, not the... I was thinking that he played for Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
He played for the Wizards.
Yeah, that's right. That would have been the equivalent, is him in his peak prime. After winning the three titles, then being like, yeah, well, here, enjoy Washington.
That's the Mavs GM, Nico Harrison, doing kind of a nice little guy impression after they got dumped by a girl that was way out of their league of like, we're going to be just okay. It's all going to be fine. Buy or sell, the Mavs team this year with Anthony Davis is in a better spot to win a title.
No, they're not. Because Luka, now granted, he's been out for the last 20 whatever games, he's supposed to come back. And they're a middle of the road team right now. They're sniffing around the play-in. But if Luka comes back healthy, look, this is still a team last year that was middle of the road. I think they went into the NBA playoffs as a 4 or 5 seed, if I'm not mistaken, and made the NBA finals. Anthony Davis is great. Don't get me wrong, okay? Anthony, like, this is how good Luka is we've turned Anthony Davis now into, like, I don't know. We've turned him into some, like, average role player. Anthony Davis is amazing. But he also has injury concerns, and he's never led anyone to Jack's squat. When he was the main guy in New Orleans, it was a disaster. In L.A., it's been up and down, but we know what he's capable of. But to say that getting rid of someone who is not even arguably, he's one of the five best players in the NBA, period, end of story. For the last 5 years, he's been first-team All-NBA. The best scorer in the league. To say that you're better off without him a year after he took you to the NBA Finals, stop it. Are they fine with Anthony Davis? Sure. Are they better? No. No.
Yeah, I would sell that too, but I just looked it up. The Mavericks last year on this date, 26-23.
And they're 26-24.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And they made the finals.
Yep.
So this is why people like us always say, who cares about the NBA until All-Star break?
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. Like, these teams are coasting until All-Star game, March.
Well, Luka's been out for...
And he's been hurt. Although they say he's going to be back next week. Make his Lakers debut next week.
With L.A. Where's L.A. sitting at in the stands?
Fifth.
Yeah, they're 28-19. I swear to God, if the Lakers win an NBA title with this, just... I need an investigation into Nico and old Rob there and their relationship. I need someone to nix this thing.
Now, with the Dodgers winning and then signing everyone, and then the Lakers winning after getting lucky with a Luka trade.
Stop it.
If that happens in the same
year,
basically year, do we have to lay off because of the fires, or can we pound them?
Team Meteor.
You know,
I know that makes for an awkward thing.
It's like, I hate to rip all the LA.
Like LA needs to fall into the ocean, and then like the whole city burned down. You're like,
right? I'm trying to lay off.
That's
but
tough.
It is. If Luka wins, all bets are off.
All bets are off. I'm
F
with
that.
$250 billion, whatever. Nuts to you.
All right, our Stock Watch each Monday is brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is coming up next. I saw on the news today, on the real news, although In the News is the real news, but the
it's
TV
the
news.
The only news I listen to.
I saw evidence of snowfall.
You'll be happy to know that I did receive a panic text this morning from the BTJ, who, by the way, was at work in Portland, that wanted to know about the possible blizzard conditions 20 minutes away.
I'm going to go check right now.
In Vancouver.
I owe it to you guys. I'm going to go check right now. I'm just going to make sure. The In the News Seggy or two is next. Here's Will.